Next is Greg Prince, and on deck, so to speak, is Mary Jacobson and Austin Jacobson.
Hello, we'll see how this works. I'm old and my legs are stiff, so I may sit down. My name's Greg Prince. I'm actually from the Roseville District. All three of my kids have attended Enid schools. Currently, my older high schoolers are in South St. Paul High for the International Baccalaureate Diploma. My daughter has switched to St. Paul Conservatory, where coming out of Crosswind, she tested into straight honors classes. And I still have one who is a fifth grader at Harambe, and he may be in Crosswinds next year. I've read through minutes and notes and everything that's been going around, and just a few thoughts that I want to address. First off, in my opinion, this really is not so much about Crosswinds and Harambe, but Enid in general. You know, to a large extent, a school district without schools is something of an oxymoron. You know, what is there? That's the whole point of a school district, is maintaining the schools. Without the schools, I'm not sure what I see in Enid that couldn't be taken over by a regional board, by the state itself. The schools are what make Enid relevant. Just a couple comments on the achievement gap. A lot of people have said, you know, it's been observed that, you know, statistically we're on par with the districts despite having a greater concentration of poverty, despite having a greater concentration of special education needs. That represents a success, not a concern. People like data. I'm in business, I'm in management. I know we like to pretend to manage the data. It's something we like to have and we like to work with. Well, we go into the schools, we measure the cumulative effect of a variety of social and economic and cultural variables, and then we call that the achievement gap. Now, it's something that schools have to deal with, and they have to manage to, and they have to respond. But that's the result. It's not the cause. Schools aren't solely the answer to poverty, to inadequate nutrition, to issues with health care access, to cultural, to social difficulties. So that's just something we need to be aware of. Just one other quick comment is, please, let's avoid undue haste. We've gone through all the strategic planning, and, you know, without knowing the legislative situation, without having superintendents in place, it seems we could have held off a little bit and invested that time, invested the consultants in looking to move forward from where we are now. And just a final comment, I appreciate your willingness to come and listen. I know for a lot of us, you sense our frustration. This is a unique situation where we don't have representation directly, as is the case in a lot of, in normal school districts, so to speak. We thank you for your time and attention.